Welcome to The Watchman, a great teaching about Bible prophecy and everything you need to know about the times we live in. For the coming of the Lord is sooner than you think. And now, here is The Watchman.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Somebody say, I am a star in God's reality show. And start afar. Amen. Stars are only raptured in this reality show. They don't die. So dying is forbidden for you. Praise the Lord. Turn to your neighbor and say, dying is forbidden for you. And staying behind after the rapture is forbidden also. Hallelujah. You say, go forbid. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Wonderful things are happening in our time. Good and wonderful things are happening in our time. Glory to God. Glory to God. Now, where is the other Evelyn? Where is Evelyn? Come. Tell us in 3 minutes what I told you to tell us.
Praise God. So, he tells me clearly about
who calls you?
My dad.
Your dad, okay.
2 weeks ago, he was in Dubai. He underwent a sinuses operation, and in the process, as you know, before you go into the operation, he met quite a number of people telling him about the anesthesia, all that. So he gets this particular medical person who tells him that there is something that we have developed that it's like a chip. We insert it into your body, and then it sorts your body cells. So it's like you, even if you don't undergo through the operation itself, it's made in a way that it puts back the body cells together, realigns all body cells together, and heals any disease. So with it, you'll never get malaria, any disease of whatever kind, and you'll not die. So it also has an anti-aging effect that it turns you younger as the years go by. So he kept asking more about it, and it was like, just as you see those things they give women for, the implants, yeah? So he was like, that's the same way it works. The only difference with this is, with it you don't die, you don't get any disease, malaria whatsoever. Like, the body cells keep repairing themselves together, and you don't age at the end of it all. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Is that all? So they didn't tell you whether he took it, eh?
No, he didn't tell me.
How much was he supposed to pay for it?
It was free of charge.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, that's enough. Eh? Praise the Lord. So, a free thing. They told him he can live how many years? Think about that. Now, you see, when we talk of these things, they sound like distant. Eh? Eh? What do you want to say?
What I forgot was, they told him, you can only die through impact, through either accidents, it's either plane crash, accidents. Other than that, no disease whatsoever can kill you.
Wow. And all that comes free, eh?
Yeah.
Wonderful. Now, so you see, somebody goes for a sinuses operation, and they are telling them a small thing inserted in your body in Dubai, and you live like in excess of 500 years, and in those 500 years there is no sickness of any kind. Okay? So if you fear to die, you don't travel in cars or planes, because, and it all comes free of charge. Doesn't that sound interesting? But now I want you to see that in the story of, let me start with the story of Absalom and how he rebelled. Because remember I told you, Absalom rebels against David. David runs out of, away from Jerusalem, away from the kingdom. And then David is saying, let the king come back. And that is a symbol of the return of the king, eh? The return of Jesus. I told you that. But I want you to know that when Absalom did his treason, there were so many people who did not know what he was doing, but went along and were deceived, and they died as a result. Because they thought Absalom, being the king's son, is still with the king. So they went with him. And the Bible says, open 2 Samuel chapter 15, verse 10. Then Absalom sent spies throughout all the tribes of Israel, saying, as soon as you hear the sound of the trumpet, then you shall say, Absalom reigns in Hebron. And with Absalom went 200 men invited from Jerusalem, and they went along innocently and did not know anything. So imagine there is a plot of treason against the king, and these are the king's soldiers, and they think because Absalom is the king's son, he's with the king. So they go along innocently. In other words, they don't understand the mupango. But they died, even if they were innocent, because they were deceived. Now, the key thing is this. You know, when we talk about, when people talk about deception, it is like they don't understand what deception is. They really, really don't understand what deception is. Now, imagine that man comes from here, goes, and he, now remember, the mark of the beast, the first thing it promises is long life. Remember what Jesus said, as it was in the days of Noah. Now, everything in the days of Noah, those examples are not just there. Remember, in the days of Noah, people used to live 600-700 years. Eh? So as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the Son of Man. Now, there are people whom I can almost see and know they took something which took away their humanity and made them something different. I gave you an example of that Facebook guy who said, when I was still human, then he laughs. But you look at him. I want you to go and look at him. There have been all these videos of him giving testimonies before America and now recently in the European Union. You look at him. The guy looks like a robot. You look at his eyes. You know, these things, you look at these eyes. So there are people who are living currently who have taken those. I was seeing a doctor saying how somebody came to him and they looked at a scan and he had an implant which he said was given to him by aliens. Now, when they pulled it out surgically and kind of they had to dismantle it in the process of pulling it out, it reassembled itself when it was out. Now, the doctor, when he had aliens, the first time he had aliens, he said, I'm out of here. Because, I mean, it's outside of his training. And I'm sure he thought it was rubbish. Then later on, he comes and they run a scan and they see a foreign object inside. And I'm talking about things which are happening now. When did your father go to Dubai? 2 weeks ago, eh? Okay. So they implant something in you, which actually is almost alive. Like, it comes out and starts assembling itself. So the doctor said, what is this? So anyway, that was a long story of its own. I'm sure that doctor knows now there's a lot more than, you know, the biology he studied in school happening right now. Where somebody says, free of charge, take this, you live in excess of 500 years and never be sick. Now I want you to tell me, if you do not know what is happening in the world right now, because you've been hearing some of these things, why wouldn't you take something like that? That's why when they asked Jesus about the end time, they always, he said, beware of deception. Because that's how it comes. So many people will be like the 200 men who went innocently. Somebody goes for treatment, they suggest something to you, and you say, why ever not? And now the trouble is, that thing, anything of course that alters your biology, your biological body, and changes your DNA, obviously takes a bit of you, takes your humanity away. Okay, now after that you can no longer be human, as humanity is known. And now, this technology that we are talking about, that has been so advanced, the only thing that shocked me is that now they are offering it in conventional hospitals. Because I know there are certain top celebrities who have already taken it. And for them, they're already guaranteed of living forever. Okay, but they don't know what's coming. Eh? But I didn't know that they were offering it now at the level of free of charge. That it has become mainstream completely, and that people who are innocent, who don't know anything about what, can easily be deceived, and they go there and somebody puts something in you, and that's the end of your humanity. So of course they will tell you the benefit: no sickness, no what, no flu, no malaria, no what, no, you know, strength all the time, what, you cannot die, you are unbongable. And how, I mean, doesn't that sound amazing? Now you see how it is important for everybody to know these things, eh? Because now, if that thing gets into you, it is a connection to what I told you about of that mind control system. Technology which has been in place for very, very long and which has been practiced for so many years. Actually, almost for 70 or something years. Now, I was seeing, if you do some research on Hitler, you knew that he had understood mind control, the scientific part, then he adds on the occult stuff. That's why he would stand and talk, and people get so excited they faint. And it happened so many times where one Nazi youth leader said that, I don't even know what he said, but now whatever he tells me to do, I will do. Like, people are excited and they are almost hypnotized, and they don't know what, you ask them afterwards, what did Hitler say, and they don't know. But they know they're excited and they will do anything he tells them to do. Now, I told you that he's a forecast of the Antichrist. He was. So if you want to know a bit of how the Antichrist will be, study Hitler. Because he actually believed he was the one. I told you that. So now, even hand movements and things like that, there was a lot of science of how to get people's minds and control them. And then when somebody speaks, and of course he adds the occult and what, and then you go and watch those old tapes of Hitler speaking and you'll see how he does. There are movements he makes which, you know, are only his. Don't try to copy them. Now, these things are studied. They actually develop them scientifically and then added a bit of the occult, which is exactly what is going to happen now, where science and the occult have become one. Now, people have been prepared for this by being told science is some kind of, you know, experimental thing and what. That is a lie. Okay? The ideas that come all the way from Charles Darwin, you understand why the man went and separated himself in an island somewhere in Australia and came up with the theory of evolution. He met the devil there, and the devil told him what was going to be the basis of the end time deception. Can you imagine how many years ago was that? Hundreds of years. So the man goes there and meets the devil, and he tells him the whole evolution rubbish. So he comes, writes his book. He doesn't even know it's going to be such a big deal. But it's not for that time. It is for a time to come. You understand? You know the way spiritual things are. You know, the angel tells Daniel that the words you're writing are not for you. They are for a certain people who will live at that time, talking about us. Now, Daniel could only understand a few things. We are in position to understand everything he wrote. Now, I'm sure that guy, that evolutionist, he could not understand a lot of the things he wrote, but they were spiritual. They come from a spiritual source, and he just writes them down, and when they are spiritual, they transcend, you know, a long period of time. So he just writes them down, and he dies, and takes his place somewhere. Now, later on, so many years later, now his theories become almost like the Bible. And now every scientific word and so on, now the margins of science and occult has never been so real as it is right now. Because those things, you hear aliens, people were abducted by aliens. Now there are so many. You go and listen to testimonies. Go to YouTube and listen to testimonies of people who were abducted by aliens. Now there are so many. They have even written books. They have done what? They have prepared the world for the final deception. Now, you know the funny thing is, I didn't realize that these people believe the Bible more than we do, actually. Okay, I suppose not all of us. But this whole, have you had this whole climate change thing? There is an explanation that has been prepared beforehand for everything the Bible says. So he says there shall be diverse earthquakes, you know, floodings, and all that. You know what Jesus said. And now they have a response, climate change. And they have been preparing it for 30 years. So that when you come and say, but the Bible says this and it is happening, climate change. So they prepare their things beforehand. How do they know beforehand? Because the devil, of course the devil knows those things are going to come to pass. Now all he wants is to get people and deceive them and give them an alternative explanation to what was said. I told you I read a book which was written in 1993 explaining the rapture in the demonic way. Now those people who are called channelers, the guy was taken up by, you know, aliens. And he came back and he said, a time is coming when, he said 2 billion. I don't know where he got that figure from. But he said, we'll disappear off the face of the earth. And you look for them and will not find them. And he gave an explanation why it will happen. He said they will be abducted by aliens because they do not fit into the modern knowledge of the world. In other words, they have held on to backward superstition. And so they will be taken away off the earth so that the earth can replenish itself. Now they make you've had the terminology Mother Earth. So they make earth like a person. The same way when you eat and you're satisfied, you go and excrete some stuff for you to be okay. You understand? So they are saying that would be the equivalent of the earth doing that. And they say the flood of Noah was the first time the earth did that. Too many people. So let's just excrete some out. And those who are forward thinking, intelligent people, scientific, you know, minded, are the ones who will stay. Now all those, all that scientific word, and they have been prepared to believe that. Now you would say, if somebody hasn't taken the mark of the beast and the rapture happens, then they will say, which means these people were right all along. So now I am not going to take the mark of the beast. If I have to suffer through these years, let me suffer, but I'll be saved at the end. No, they were taken by aliens. So you see, everything, a classic deception has been set up, and it has been so many years in coming, over 60 years in coming. It has been set up properly. Everything that the Bible says, when it happens, there will be a natural scientific explanation. Until when people are thrown in hell. That's when they will have no scientific explanation. So, now this whole thing of science. Now, let me tell you what they are doing. You know, I was reading an article in Newsweek about biological engineering, so to speak. That is engineering of biological species. I don't know if that's what they call it, but that's what it is. And so it starts with, let's say, things like perfumes. It's actually the same principle of a young child getting a toy, which you bought it, and dismantling it to try to understand how it works. You know that, eh? So how come when I press this remote, the car moves, then I do it, then he opens it, then he spoils it, eh? In the process of opening. But then it's also the process of learning. Now, so these people, I told you about the drugs. They start with plants, which have medicinal properties. They get out what constitutes that medicinal property. Then they find a way of manufacturing it in the lab without going to the plant. So now they do that for meat as well. You know, there is meat which is manufactured, which is not from cows, but it has apparently the same protein and all that. But they buy it and sell it because what is it that makes meat meat? So they get, using the DNA technology, they break down the meat and they find this, then we can get this from here. So we don't need the cow. Thank you very much. So you're provided with meat. Now this is happening right now. I'll give you an example which affects all of you. Perfume. So you want to extract the oil from roses and then go and extract it and get that scent and then put it in a bottle and give it to some hot babe and she just... Pss, 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 pss. But you see, how long is it going to take you to go and get all those roses to extract something that small? You understand? Eh? So what you do, you get the rose. This is what is being done, even with the perfumes that you used today. You get the, of course, there's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong with that. Eh? That you get the rose and see what is it in that thing that makes it smell like that. Then you go and find an easy and mass way of manufacturing it. So then you make it a mass manufacture. And then you don't need the roses because you've broken it down. Okay, now that sounds good, eh? For perfume. But then they are doing it for human beings as well. Eh? First of all, they are doing it for DNA. I'll give you an example. For if somebody, let's say, has hereditary sicknesses, sicknesses which are likely to come on from their parents. Let's say like sickle cells. So they go in there, they get what it is in there, that, you know, how sickle cells attacks the cell, and they go and turn the cells around and make somebody who would have sickle cells not have sickle cells because they have changed their DNA from within. Now, they do it for, you know, these sicknesses of aging and so on. And it's actually very successful for the most part. And you see, they start with sicknesses because who is going to stand up and say that you should not use science to cure sickle cells people? You sound like a very heartless person. You understand? Yeah, but that's not where it stops. Because you see, technology, the issue has always been where to draw the line. Of course, if they could stop there, they would. But that's not their intention. Their intention is to engineer all of us human beings as it was in the days of Noah. Amen? Where human beings become something different. They are fused with some spiritual thing which changes everything about them. So they've done it in animals, creating animals which were not there by getting the sperms of one animal and putting it in another animal, usually which are animals which are similar. So if you have a donkey and you want to make it faster, you go and, you know, get horse semen and give it to the donkey, and somehow the donkey produces a donkey horse. which can do the work of a donkey but can run as fast as a horse. So they've been doing those things long. Actually, even for human beings, so much. So if you want to turn somebody, you know, who is as sluggish as Pastor Rego into an athlete, you go and get some, you know. But you see, with technology, the issue is, where do you stop? I'll give you an example, for instance, that is so common for some of you. Now, you remember, you know, in football, when they said, we don't want technology in football, we don't want technology. Then one time, there was some head of Premier League referees who came here, and they had a seminar at Sheraton. So I went and told the guy, don't you think technology will spoil football? The guy told me the only technology we are asking for is goal line technology. Because careers of referees have been spoiled because they did not see the ball crossing the line. And it was a goal, and it could have changed a big result. And of course, you know all the money that comes with that, and the referee did not see it. And how is he expected to know that the ball crossed the line? So he said, we only want goal line technology. So they pushed for it until they got it. But now it has gone higher and higher until they are going to spoil the game completely. You see, all these things that we value, it's the human aspect of it that we value. Do you understand? Now, the other day, in Germany, there is a foul in the box. The referee says it's not a penalty. Then he blows halftime whistle. So the guys go to the dressing room. While they are in the tunnel, they call the guy from the tunnel and say, the video assistant referee has said it's a penalty. Come and take the penalty. So only the goalkeeper and the guy who was going to take the penalty come back. So the goalkeeper, can you imagine? So the goalkeeper stands, this guy stands here and scores the penalty. Then they go for halftime. Now you see how, you see now you spoil everything. And the guy said himself that it takes the emotions out of the game. Now, that's just football. But I gave you that to understand how all this thing works. So now eventually, when all of that research has been done and been used on sick people who perhaps need it, which is not the reason they are going along, they say what you cannot create, you have no control over. That is their mantra of those scientists. You have to be able to create something to know that I have control over it. For instance, if a mechanic in Katwe sees a RAV4, the fact that he can repair it doesn't mean he has control. Until he can dismantle it, see how it is made and make one similar. Then he says, now we have control. That's how the scientists think. Now, the idea is, of course, to create, you know, super breed human beings and what. And I guess, of course, the advantages are so many, but people don't understand. Because the American government gave this company millions and millions to create robotic soldiers. So when you watched Robocop, you thought it was fiction. But they are going to create robotic soldiers because it's difficult to train people to follow instructions. Do you understand? You tell people, go here, they want to go here because they have lugezi-gezi. So how about you get people with the quality of human beings, but who can be switched? Turn left, turn right, no arguments. And then, even more, they don't even eat. So you think about it. So the investment in the technology, so now you go to battlefield, imagine fighting a guy who does not fear dying because he's not even alive. And for you, you're fearing dying. A guy who's, they will tell him, the instructions come from somewhere, he receives them and implements them. Of course, these are things you've seen in movies, but I'm telling you, the government of America right now has put a lot of money in those people to create those things. And by the time it comes out, you know it has already been done. Nothing comes out in the public unless it is already done in private. Okay? Then it swings into motion, and then suddenly it becomes mass saturation. You know, that's how the internet was. Developed in the 1960s. But you didn't know about it then. But it only became mass saturation in the 90s. That's when now, and actually for us here, almost after 2010 is when internet became mass saturation. Now that's almost 50 years after they were using it to do everything else. Now even this surveillance technology and all these things that, you know, they use face recognition technology and all that, those things have been practiced for so many years. By the time even they give them to companies, the surveillance and all that, it has been used for more than 30 years by the people who created it. And they have been using it to do what they want to do. Praise the Lord. Anyhow, so by the time now it has come to mass saturation where they are offering it to people free of charge, 500 years, disease free. how much better does it get? Let me tell you how much worse it gets. You see, that there are things the Bible says, which, you see now when you've taken that thing and you've been told you'll live forever, there are scriptures which you will never understand until you know these things. For instance, the Bible says in those days, Revelation 9:6, in those days men will seek death and will not find it. So how can you seek death and not find it if you've taken that thing? You understand? Because now if you want to die, you know what to do to die. Don't you? Yeah. Is it possible for you to seek death and you can't find it? No, you know what to do. You jump off some cliff or what? I don't know. So how do you explain this thing unless something has happened in the process that somebody actually seeks to die and cannot die? Even death flees from them. Why do they seek to die? Because they took it thinking that they are going to live that life for all those years. But they didn't hear what the Bible has to say. Because they will desire to die and death will flee from them. Think about that. Now, currently, with the way all of you are, that is not possible. If you wanted death, you would know how to get it. Okay? Very easy. But that time, you're the one who wanted life. Now, you have your life. But the life you wanted has been turned upside down, and it's almost so torturous. Actually, the other day, somebody, I don't know if she's even here, told me about how she got a vision and went to hell. And now the hell, which does not even have fire. So people are seated there, in her words, overcrowded, seated, looking at each other, very bored for eternity. Now, they are absolutely bored for eternity. So she even told me she met somebody whom she knew way back in life. And the guy was seated there, they are looking at each other like this, for eternity. So she spoke to him, and he told her that I was not really a bad person, but I really didn't care for these things of God. So he just lived an indifferent life. And that's why he's in that whatever. But now the sad thing is this. They are apparently in the better part of hell. Okay? But the guy told her that I wish I would go to where the fire is. Because at least there is action. And now it's dark, according to her description. And the only light you're seeing is the light from the fire at a distance. And people who are in the fire and who apparently I think have some fire break and come out a short while and then they have to go back in. Now the thing is, those who are here cannot cross the other side. And those who are the other side cannot cross here. But those who are where there is no fire are saying, I wish at least we were in the fire, because there is action. Now here, where boredom is a punishment. Like eternity in just their boredom. Now I never thought of that. But you realize that when people, you know that indifference with which people treat God, then life is just a preparation for eternity. So you are indifferent towards God. So you go into a place where you have eternity to be indifferent. Because that was your choice. Amen? So you're looking at, now, the thing is, if those people didn't know each other, they would converse and maybe have some kind of conversation. But the sad thing is that because you are in the other life, you look at somebody and you know everything about their life. There is nothing for them to tell you. And they look at you and they know everything. So all of you look at each other and you're all bored. So you just sit there for eternity. Because if you, what? I would ask, what's your name? What did you do? You know? Now, for her, she said she did not feel so bored in that place because for her, she didn't know their lives. So she was asking this guy, you know, how come you're here and so on. So there was at least some action of finding out. But there, between themselves, they all know each other. So there's nothing I have to know about you. So let's just sit and what? Stay at the sky for eternity. Now that life which people sought, it becomes very terrible until such a time when, and you see, if you see these things, there are things in the Bible. Let's go to Numbers 11. Start with verse 4. Now the mixed multitude who were among them yielded to intense craving. So the children of Israel also wept again and said, who will give us meat to eat? We remember the fish which we ate freely in Egypt, the cucumbers, the melons, the leeks, the onions, and garlic. But now our whole being is dried up. There is nothing at all except this manna before our eyes. Go to verse 18. Verse 18. Then you shall say to the people, now this is God telling Moses, consecrate yourselves for tomorrow, and you shall eat meat. For you have wept in the hearing of the Lord, saying, who will give us meat to eat? For it was well with us in Egypt. Therefore the Lord will give you meat and you shall eat. You shall eat not one day, not 2 days, nor 5 days, nor 10 days, nor 20 days. But for a whole month, until it comes out of your nostrils and becomes loathsome to you. Now you see, this is a principle, spiritual principle. That's why, so because you like really made God look like, I want this, so you make it such a big deal. Say, okay, you wanted meat. Okay. Now, then you realize that it's not meat you wanted. You eat it until it caters you. Now it comes out, it says that, until it becomes loathsome, something which you love, something which you once admired, becomes loathsome. Now that's exactly what will happen to these people. They take that thing because they want that life. Then a time comes when now they are looking to die. Why do they take that thing? They wanted to avoid death. Now a time comes when, say, you wanted life, okay, you have your life. But the life is going to be different. I'm going to show you what's going to happen to them in the virus. Then they say, we wish we'd die. Now that is, you know, that's the funny thing about when you're under a curse or a punishment of God. Like the thing which you loved, which you thought, which you put above God, you get it and it becomes loathsome to you. You don't want it. You actually are almost always looking for something better, which you are not going to get. And even if you got that better thing, you will still not be happy. Okay? The Bible calls it a lean soul, when you have a lean soul. But before I go there, first go to, you know, I want to show you this thing of when you're under this curse. Like, for instance, the curses of Deuteronomy 28, verse, I just chose one verse, 6-7. Deuteronomy 28, 6-7. In the morning you shall say, oh, that it were evening. And at evening you shall say, oh, that it were morning. Can you imagine that? So you don't enjoy anything. When it is daylight, you're saying, man, I wish it was night. When it is night, you're saying, I wish it was morning. Like, that is so terrible. Now, like, those people, you are in a place where there is no fire, you say, I wish I was in the fire. Then those who are in the fire will say, I wish I was there. At least boredom is better than fire. Now, there is no sense of, you know, there is nothing that is good. You imagine, now what else is there apart from evening and morning? When it's getting dark, you say, man, now nightfall has come, man. I wish it was morning. Then in the morning, you say, man, I wish it was night. Because of the fear which terrifies your heart and because of the sight. Now, this happens when people glorify things above God. The Bible calls it leanness of what? Of leanness of your soul. Psalms what? 106. Psalms 106, verse 15. And he gave them their request, but sent leanness into their soul. Start from verse 13. Verse 12. Then they believed his words, and they sang his praise. Praise the Lord. Amen. They soon forgot his works. They did not wait for his counsel, but lasted exceedingly in the wilderness. Now, the last is what causes leanness of soul. Okay, so they lasted exceedingly in the wilderness and tested God in the desert. And he gave them their request. So you want it so badly? There it is. But sent leanness into their soul. Okay? So what does a lean soul do? Now, I've seen these things. I've seen rich people who wish they were poor. But when they were poor, they wish they were rich. But they put riches above God. Now, there is no pleasure outside of God. There is none. Do you understand? It is a deception. There are people who, like, now, there is somebody here who believes and loves the Lord and will wake up in the morning and jump on the boda-boda and go to work and they're happy. The other side, there is somebody who is in a Range Rover and he is miserable because the devil lied to him that he needs a Range Rover, not that he needed God. Now, then he says, there is the Range Rover, but he has taken a lot from you, but there is leanness of soul. Now, when you have it, you even despise it. Then you want something better. I don't know what is better. Even if you got it, you would still despise it. So your soul is lean. You can never enjoy anything. Whereas the other side is somebody who is going to have his good meal and thank the Lord and enjoy himself. And he's enjoying his life. And now when he starts enjoying his small thing and praising the Lord, then the Lord lifts him up. Now the day he gets his Range Rover, he will love it. He will glory in it. He will thank the Lord for it. He will be happy in it because it came with the Lord. You understand? It will mean that much to him. And you know, he will sit there and enjoy himself and thank God and say, man, God, thank you for this car. I was tired of that room. Now, but you see, that only comes when you do not lust for it. When you lust for it, it comes with leanness. You might get it. You might sacrifice a lot of things to get it, do this. Then it comes with leanness. And the pleasure it promised does not materialize. After all, it's just a piece of metal running on rubber. So, praise the Lord. So you see now, sometimes when God is teaching people like how to walk with him, he shows them that what you need is not the money. Just, you know, you need me. Now, when you need me, when the money comes, you will enjoy it. It will be sweet. Do you understand? You see people who are enjoying their money because they have God. The money is sweet. The good life is sweet. Your house is sweet. What, you know, and the world rotates around this deception. Now, these people wanted life so badly. Let me show you what's going to happen to them. Revelation 16, verse 1. They heard a loud voice from the temple saying to the seven angels, go and pour out the bowls of the wrath of God on the earth. So the first went and poured out his bowl upon the earth, and a foul and loathsome, remember the word loathsome? Sower came upon the men who had the mark of the beast and those who had worshipped his image. So you wanted life, you have it. And they will live those long times. But it will be very unpleasant. They would wish they were dead. Can you imagine somebody wishing he was dead and he was in hell, where life is so despicable that you say, at least let me start my life sentence in hell. Now, a loathsome spell came upon them. Then the second angel poured out a bowl on the sea, and it became blood as of dead men and every living creature in the Dead Sea. Verse 8. Then the fourth angel poured out his bowl on the sun, and power was given to him to scorch the men with fire. Now imagine that. A loathsome smell. First of all, let me tell you, those implants which they put in people need a battery to stay alive. So that was a very big hindrance. How do you have that battery inside somebody's body and you don't have to remove, recharge, and put back? Because if they had to remove, recharge, and put back, it would not serve the purpose. So then they found the wonder of a helium battery, which can run on your heartbeat. So you don't ever have, as long as you're alive, you don't have to remove it because it's running on your heartbeat. If you're dead, then you don't need it anyway because you're dead. But you see, even scientifically, there have been experiments which have proved that helium has the ability to mess up the body and produce sores. So when I read that, and I saw that's exactly what the Bible says, that they will have those some sores on them. Because helium does, you know, they are trying to put metal inside the body. And it can work, it may or may not work, but the point is, when it has a battery, that battery can mess up the body system. So, now, on the one hand, you're smelling. You have sores. On the other hand, the sun is scorching you. And you are cursing God for it. Then, you start running and saying, I wish I was dead. Then death says, sorry. You were the one who took, you were the one who wanted long life. There it is. But it comes with a lot of hardship that you wish you didn't have it. Praise the Lord. Now, this is the fate of people who do not trust the way of God. But also of people who can be deceived. Where they tell you, just take this. And you don't know what you're taking. That's why they have to listen to these things. You know, some of you, when we tell you to share these messages, you think that I'm trying to be an international superstar. But you imagine how many people would be saved, at least those who want to be saved, by hearing some of these things, which you hear here. Because they are going to be deceived, like the 200 men. You walk into a thing, you don't know what you're doing, they just put it in you, and that's it. And you know, the scripture says clearly in Revelation 14:9 that whoever takes the mark of the beast is definitely going to hell. There is no repentance thereafter. And sorry, I didn't know, too late. That's why Jesus said, beware that you're not deceived. Every time he spoke about, they told him, tell us what will be the signs of the end. He said, beware that you're not deceived. Beware that you're not deceived. Because deception comes with, covered up with all this goodness and advantage and all such things. Eh? Take heed that no one deceives you. It all comes up with all these things. And he talks of deception, he talks of delusion, where people are taught that they are God. And it covers, you know, and they start talking as, you know, they are in total control. You know, we are about to do this. Now we will not be able to die. Now we will not do that. You wait and see. They will wish they were dead when these things happen. Praise the Lord. That's what the Bible says. And now, that's what that whole principle says, where you thirst for something. Go to Psalms 106 again. And he gave them their request, but sent leanness into their soul. Okay? Go to verse 24. Now you see, then they despised the pleasant land. Can you imagine you came from Egypt dreaming about this land, but because you did not follow God and you got your own thing, you go to a land which is pleasant and you despise it. Praise the Lord. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, so there's nothing that can, you know, satisfy you. And it is a curse that you have. You can have all the good things, but you'll still not be satisfied. Because satisfaction only comes from God. Amen? By the way, God made it in such a way that no matter what, you know, satisfaction only comes from Him. Only comes from Him. Now, the devil will get the derivatives of it. Somebody was telling me about a lady who was like, you know, I want, you know, got a rich man, a very rich man, whom you all know, and said, you know, very beautiful lady. So he went and married her. So she thought, now, the good life. So, big house in Kololo. He came and even put money, like in a mattress, instead of sponge, money. And then in the house is full of cameras. Lest any guy comes and does what? And messes you up. And you have security people following you everywhere you go. Even if you're sitting with your friend having tea, they are there looking at you. So now she's very miserable. Somebody told her that she wanted money. No, you don't want money. You want what money can give. You want the derivatives of money. So now there it is. You have as much of it as you want, but you cannot even sit with your friend and have, you know, coffee and gossip. Do you see the simple things in life, how important they are when you don't have them? You understand? Where you can't just sit with somebody somewhere and ask for a cup of tea and sumbusas and jazz. And jazz about so and so got married, the other one divorced, the other one did what, the other one backseat, the other one got born again, the other up to 10 p.m., then you say, now let's go and sleep. It looks very simple until somebody has taken it away from you. I was reading Michael Jackson saying how he wishes he would just sit at a roadside cafe and take coffee like a normal person. But you see, the people who are taking that coffee like a normal person wish they were like him. But for him, he wishes he was like them. Do you see the deception of the devil? So this was very miserable. They tell you, if you even leave, so someone say, I would stand up and leave. No, there's no leaving. They will kill you. So you went in there, you wanted the money. There it is, a whole mattress of it. You wanted a good car, you have it. But the house is full of cameras, even the toilet. Because somebody is very insecure. So you cannot even host a visitor at your home. The things which you, I mean, if you want a good home, you want to host people. And they see how you have good furniture and what. Of course, that's why you want to host them. If you had bad furniture, you wouldn't want to host them. But you see, basic things which have been taken away from you and your whole life has been messed up. Because somehow somebody dangled money in front of you and made you think that that's everything. No, it is not. It is sweet with God. When it is with the Lord, it is sweet. You'll enjoy it. Because God gives to enjoy. That's what the Bible says in 1 Timothy chapter 6. He gives us richly all things to enjoy. So that you get it, you enjoy it. If you imagine now, you have the Lord. Then you say, I'm going for a holiday somewhere. And you have the money as you are all going to have. Then you go and enjoy yourself and come back. You're not scared of anything. Because if anything happens, you end up in a mansion in heaven. Do you understand? Now somebody has, but he's scared of even his shadow. Man, the devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. Now you find, then he places those people in front of you as people to admire. Yet they are having very miserable lives. Why? Because they exchanged the truth of God for something material. And then they discover the material does not satisfy. It only gives you leanness, a lean soul. There is nothing that will satisfy you. You want more, there it is. Then it makes you even more and more miserable. Praise the Lord. So, now, in these end times, things which sound innocent, like those, beware of deception. Amen? And some of you will have to go and warn your family members and tell them that beware of deception. Because when they come, they will come through science has done what science has done. Science now, the scientists are all balogo. You look at their private lives. They will tell you science. But look at their private lives. And they're actually very deeply spiritual. I was reading one of the last statements made by Steve Jobs, you know that Apple guy, was that the next move is going to be linking technology with biology. In other words, we become, our machines become a part of us. Eh? We become a part of them and they become a part of us. And he said, a great move is coming. Now that is speaking like a demonic prophet, eh? Which he was. Eh? Like a great move is coming where human beings are going. Now you see the trouble is, like when the devil knows how to place his stars up there and the church idolizes them. I have seen pastors quoting Steve Jobs. Steve Jobs, I'm quoting him here as a demonic man. Not as anybody who has anything that I want or who had. I can't even use the iPhone or iPad or what I don't. Okay, it's okay if you do. My point is that you see, because I've seen people say, Steve Jobs said what if you want to become wealthy? Steve Jobs said what? And you're saying that on a pulpit, the man was demonic. How can you get a demonic person and put him on the pulpit? And start saying what he said. You see, you're sending people to idolize him and they will end up doing the things he did. So we don't quote those jokers here. Those people, let them go and take their place in hell. For us, we quote men of God. Okay? We quote men of God. We quote people who think like us. I will come here and tell you Miles Monroe said something because I know he's in heaven. Glory to God. I'll come and tell you T.L. Osborne said this. And that for me is a high wisdom because that's it. Because I know he's in heaven. But you see now, when people get into, start becoming middle class and reading all these books, glory to God. Glory to God. Like you read all these books on how to succeed and what, and I have never met one person who succeeded by reading those books. Not one. Because they will not give you the spiritual side of it, which they all do. You understand? They'll never give you the spiritual side. They'll just give you the natural side. Over wake up at 6, over meditate for how many minutes, over do what. You do all those things and you remain broke. 7 steps to success, what? You remain broke. Then somebody comes and presents something which looks very simplistic, like the word of God. Eh? And they make it sound like, how can you tell people that you just believe and then you receive? But that's what it is. And that's how the Spirit of God designed it. Okay? That's why the scripture says, we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit who is from where? Show us that scripture. 2 Corinthians what? Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. Freely. Now, can you imagine? God sends his son to come and work and get all dominion, all power, all what? And then it is all his. Then he says, now I've given it to you. Then he says, but you might be confused by some demonic spirit. So he leaves you the Holy Spirit to remind you all the time that that has been given to you free of charge. And that's the work of the Holy Spirit. To tell you it is yours. I want wealth. It was given to you free of charge. Now how much of it you get will depend on how much you can believe that. But you see, the world will tell you, you have to work hard. You have to do. Then they're saying, these churches, they are teaching people how to be lazy, that you can just tithe and give a seed and you get money. You have to work hard. Let me tell you something. I don't work hard. Okay? I don't work hard. And I am not living a bad life. Eh? And so they're getting better and better. Praise the Lord. Now, if you want to work hard, go and work hard. Okay? Go and work hard. But, is that what you said? If you give a seed and what? Man, freedom given to you. Freedom. Now, the spirit of the world will always tell you how you have to work for something. The spirit of God will always tell you how it is free. Amen? Always. Now the trouble is the spirit of the world got into church and people were saying, if you do not do like this, if you don't do this, if you don't do this, you will not prosper. Free. But that's not what the spirit of God is teaching. Now for us, we know I don't have to go and sell my soul to some Indian guru like that guy who died did. And you know, always they exchange it for something. So with all his money, he gets some pancreas cancer and that's it. And he dies. Man, the devil is a sadist. Eh? Like, there is nothing, there is no enjoying. Like, you tie it down to something. So, top musicians, they say, you become big, but you die at 30. But you're 15. 30 sounds like so far away until it comes. Or you die at 40. Now, you're not telling an 18-year-old you die at 40. He says, that's 22 years. Eh? No problem. After all, in those 22 years, I'll be a superstar. Until he's 39. Then he starts running to the church. Like the other guy, eh? Who came? So he's just running to the church saying, man, eh? Suddenly now all his world has collapsed because the devil is a liar. Now, sometimes I preach these messages for people who are going to listen to them afterwards because you people know all these things. Eh? So if you see that I'm repeating things, sometimes it's not just for you. Eh? It's for because these messages travel, by the way, thanks to the, you know, that gentleman, Joseph Amangari. Clap for him. You know things which people don't realize, but on the day of judgment, when that man stands before the Lord and he sees his, you not know, do you know how many people actually from across the world through his Mixlr thing have heard these messages and their lives have been changed? Because these are not the kind of messages you hear from so many places. That's the truth. And some of them even have sent us seed because of that gentleman, Amangole. And I did not know anything about Mixlr until he walked into my office and told me about it and even paid for it. So, some things, like on that day when you stand, you cannot know. Now, if somebody received the Lord because of the Mixlr and he went on to become a big-time evangelist, everything he does is connected to him. So you are shocked. What did, but I was just a simple, you know, Mixlr guy. No, you were not. Your work, because now some of you even tell you to share the messages and you're too busy to do it. Just pew, share. But when somebody sends you a fake joke, pew, 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 you share to all your what? Your contacts. But now these messages, which are life transforming, you're too busy to share them. Because, do you understand? Eh? Now, so, on the day of judgment, when we all stand before the Lord, some things which you do not know about, those seeds you sowed, which caused this what, you know, all these things, where they just come before you and you say, hey, you mean all this is on me? That yes, the other guy you preached the gospel went somewhere and became a top evangelist. And through him, millions were saved. And everything he does, because you are the one who preached to him, you also get part of that reward. Actually, you're not getting it. It's like, you know, like those pyramid, those schemes. You bring somebody, their money is, you know. That's how the kingdom of God works, by the way. Like, there is nothing that is insignificant. Everything is recorded. Like those, you know, glory to God. So now I could be preaching here to only you. But thanks to Joseph, I'm preaching to a lot more than you. Amen? And if he did not come, I would not have known Mixlr. I still don't know it. So, glory to God. Hallelujah. I want you to understand this, that go and warn your relatives. Number one. Number two, don't hunger for anything more than God. Never. It's a lie. Glory to God. Somebody somewhere is enjoying something small with the Lord. And they are happy all their lives. Something small. I mean, there is somebody there celebrating their womb. They even wash it 3 times a day. They even put, you know, have you seen those people who put like muzigo on the tires of the car for them to what? To shine. Yeah, somebody is shining his Raum tires. But with the Lord. Now another guy is in the Range Rover and is miserable. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Process here is, we want to commission her into marriage ministry. She's, her work is marriage. You have a show on radio.
Every Thursday, 10 p.m. on Spirit 96.6 FM.
Yeah, she talks about marriages and stuff like that. So if you have any marriage issues, actually she might even start like couples, whatever. She's anointed of God for that. So we're going to pray for her for, you know, some that stuff to happen. The next level.
What's going on?
Now, hold my hands. Now, God is going to bless you, but not in your area of interior design. In a different area.
Amen.
And I wasn't joking when I said you look like the other guy.
Amen.
And actually, the area of your blessing is in that same something like that.
Amen. Amen.
Now, actually, I'm seeing as if you've... What did you study?
I just did art.
Pray in tongues, everybody. That acting thing. Have you ever thought about it?
Not really.
Do you know? Who is Daniel? Do you know somebody called Daniel? If you have to think, then you don't.
Maybe I don't. Maybe I don't.
You don't?
Maybe, yeah, you know some Daniel, but...
Okay. Yeah. Sike prezantarabashi kukronzontorabashi da. You're not, apart from that, what do you do? Apart from the interior design?
And graphics as well. Graphics design and the interior kind of design I do is decor in kind of nature.
Okay, now I'm seeing where it is. It is more actually in not the acting but the producing,
okay,
of whatever. Have you ever been part of, I'm seeing as if there's documentary, have you ever been part of some crew, like, even as an extra to shoot some sort of thing?
I had a friend was I was close to that was into that.
And you never, you know?
I wanted to, but I really didn't go into
What's
it.
That friend called?
NASA.
Why didn't you?
Somehow I just didn't get into it.
Okay, now I'm going to pray that God gives you a sign that it is your thing.
Amen.
When somebody will come,
amen.
And I'm hearing that name so strongly, you will probably even be called Dan or Daniel, Dan or something. And we'll want you as if you're the person who come, we need you for this purpose.
I receive it.
And that will be an entry into that area.
Amen.
Because I see you actually doing a lot of that.
Amen.
And I even see as if you're a bit frustrated in your interior design thing. It is not working out as you think, as you hoped it would right now. Am I right?
But since you prayed for me at your office, it has started working out.
It has started working out.
So much.
But that is you catching fish, okay. And then they call you to be fishers of men.
Amen.
So your success there, I think, is preparing you to the next stage of your life.
Amen.
So it had started working out.
So much.
Okay. So much. Okay, let's pray for Rika Bazantarabashi Romazonto Bashira. Seke Giazito Roshoko Prozonto Roshida Basika Bashira. You don't have to leave it though, but Shika
Romazonto
Bashira. Okay, now that sign will come. And then you know that you are diversifying.
Amen.
And the area of your dominion,
amen,
is expanding.
I receive
in
it.
The name of Jesus.
Amen.
You do compounds.
Everything that has to do with the design.
Even interior.
Almost
okay.
Everything.
Okay. So everything.
That is design.
Everything that is design. Even you design clothes.
Everything that is design.
Even ladies' clothes.
Everything that is design.
This man, this is, they call it Kuyi, Kampala Kuyi. Anyway, you're blessed, You'll see that thing. Let's commission Cross here and finish. So, in the name of Jesus, point your hands towards her. We all need the anointing of marriage. We all need to have successful marriages. Now, in the name of Jesus, this Mrs. Prose Wiondo, the anointing of God to turn marriages around is upon you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Now, I release
an authority that you will speak to married people.
Amen.
And they will listen.
Amen. I receive it.
They will not despise your counsel.
I receive it.
Because I see that has been an issue.
Yeah, true.
But now the Lord is saying that you also have to speak to them with authority.
Amen.
For them to receive authority.
Amen.
Not speak to them as friends.
Mm.
Okay?
Yes.
Speak to them as one anointed.
Yes, sir.
As one called into their lives to create a change.
Amen.
And speak to the ladies.
Mm.
And to the men too.
Yes, sir.
But I see a special unction to speak to the ladies.
Yeah.
And they will actually, you move from authority almost as if they revere you to reverence. Eh?
Yes.
Where you speak things and they listen to what you're saying.
Amen. I receive it.
Because there is a spirit of the word that is being set forth right now that you have been anointed to tear down.
Amen.
Through prayer, intercession, which you also do.
Yes.
And counsel.
Amen.
Okay.
Yes.
And feminism, which you've been dreamt about.
Eh? Yeah, yeah.
Which the enemy brings up to cause separation. To cause women to despise their husbands.
Yeah.
And look down on their husbands. Many of whom you've met actually.
Yes, I have.
Now, in the name of Jesus, I give you authority.
Yes,
to
Lord.
Speak to them, and this time they'll listen.
Amen.
They'll listen to you as one who has an answer.
Amen.
And one who is anointed for that purpose.
Amen.
Now even I release finances.
Amen.
Now the struggles with your radio show have ended.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
You
thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Who will partner with you.
Amen.
As you take on this very powerful ministry.
Amen.
Which is at the heart of God, what God is doing.
Amen.
This year. Eh?
Yes.
Thank you, Father.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
Proceed in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. You know, this lady told me some time ago that the Lord, when she went to pray about her ministry, God told her that He wants to restore marriages. I told you that. This year, as Jesus Christ Himself prepares for His own marriage supper of the Lamb. So the marriages here, God wants to restore them to prepare, as He also prepares Himself to come for His bride. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So it's a very important end time ministry. Glory to God.
Amen.
Okay, now let me pray for that. Somebody is being cured of migraines in the name of Jesus. Rima sa telebekuro mashele kile brazin telebekum rashala barasantaro. Ricala Sitor Bosila Marasita. Somebody has a mother who is sick of something, cancer, eh? Cancer. I think either of the breast. Receive her healing on her behalf. Hey, okay. This is actually on Mixler. Somebody who is listening on Mixler, the mother is sick of some cancer. I believe it's breast. Eh? Breast. I'm not so sure, but anyway, receive healing on her behalf in the name of Jesus. If you're that person, we've had testimonies of people who are healed on Mixler. Eh? Father, in the name of Jesus, I release a blessing upon each and every person that connects here. And Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that we shall not be hearers of the word, but doers of it. And not just doers of it, but propagators of it. That we shall carry this message to every frontier and tell everybody what the Lord is doing, that they shall not be victims of deception,
Now, in the name of Jesus, I pray for each and every person who has determined in their mind this day to step out and go and cause a change in their surroundings, in their environment. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father, because the power of God escorts them in Jesus' name. And their witness has a reward because you raise up your hand, O Father, and you cause healings, you cause changes of life in the name of Jesus. For those people who stand out of here and go to school, that the hand of God will be on them. Amen. That they shall change people in those schools in the name of Jesus. Now, those who are going to school, in Jesus' name, I thank you, Father. Who is going to school next week? Those who are in school. Who is in? Stand up if you're in school. I mean not university. School. Stand up. Yeah, even you. Yes. No, not school ministry. School. You're in school ministry? Huh? Okay. I want those who are going to school. Go in front. Come in front. Who are starting school next week? What's your name? Whose kids are these? Hey? Hey. Hey. Okay. Which school are you going to? This guy here is what? That is a teacher, eh? So he's starting school also. Yeah, okay. In the name of Jesus, Father, I thank you for the spirit of wisdom and understanding that is upon these kids in Jesus' name. The spirit of Daniel, hold my hand. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father, because all these people go and excel at school in Jesus' name. And even school fees, amen. I pray for a divine intervention for your parents.
Receive, amen.
To get school fees.
Amen.
Say amen, you.
Amen.
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 Okay, go and sit down. Thank you, Heavenly Father. I speak a blessing upon each and every one of you. Say amen.
Amen.
I speak a blessing upon you.
Amen.
I decree in the name of Jesus that you stand out of here and you come out on top.
Amen.
I decree that the purpose of God prevails in your life.
Amen.
I decree that every word that has been spoken about you that is contrary to God's purpose for your life, I cancel it right now in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And I decree that the purpose of God stands in your life.
Amen.
I decree that you excel, amen, that you prosper, amen, that the goodness of God goes with you,
amen,
that you learn how to walk with the Lord, amen, that you will not have leanness of soul,
amen,
and that you will enjoy every good thing that the Lord has done for you.
Amen.
I decree in the name of Jesus that the spirit of thanksgiving and worship shall overtake you,
amen,
and you shall dwell in thanksgiving in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And the spirit of grumbling, I tear down in the name of Jesus. Say, I will not grumble.
I will not complain.
I will give thanks. In Jesus' name. Amen.
That was The Watchman. Do not miss our Friday fellowship, 6 p.m. at Uma Upper Gardens, Nakawa. For previous recordings, visit our website at ugwatchman.com. You can follow us on Facebook, The Watchman. Our Twitter handle is at ugwatchman. Instagram, the_watchman256. For inquiries, please contact us via email, info@ugwatchman.com. You can as well call us on +256 780-292-555 or +256 755-292-555. The Watchman, the King is coming.